Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen to 95.7 The Fan Rochester on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps and take the sports leader with you everywhere you go.
Personally, I love playing on the road. Going into someone else's stadium, they're loud fans that bring the energy. It's easy to get amped up for those games. So I know our fans always travel well, but I think there's just a few little extra things preparation-wise that go into playing away, like doing silent snap counts, little nuanced things like that. But I wouldn't say there's a huge, huge difference between the preparation that we actually do going into an away game as opposed to a home game.
Bills tight end Dawson Knox, who had the chance to catch up with our next guest. We'll learn more about that conversation. Ty Dunn, GoLongTD.com. Always great having you on with us, man. I think a lot of Bills fans are on the edge of their seat, a little bit nervous about this wild card matchup against Jacksonville because of how inconsistent the Bills have been this year and how good Jacksonville has been. And we've been spending a lot of our time, Ty, talking about what the world might look like on Monday if it doesn't go the Bills' way, because every year, inevitably, there's blame assessment and a scapegoat, and there's certainly no shortage of fans and people in the media that are wondering how safe is Sean McDermott if it doesn't go the Bills' way on Sunday.
Yeah, a little bit on the line. It's going to be interesting. I think there's a lot of variance to the 2025-2026 Buffalo Bills here. They could lose to Jacksonville as the sixth seed, one and done, and we're having those very real conversations. I think they could win three games in a row and be in Santa Clara. I mean, the AFC is wide open. I think the Bills really know that this AFC is wide open, talking to people in that organization. They see that as a legitimate opportunity, even with, you know, some obvious warts going on here. To answer your question, you know what? Let's look at the history. Unless I'm missing something, I've referenced this a few times. You know, there are only three NFL head coaches ever who have gotten to year nine with the same team and then won a Super Bowl with that team beyond. Hank Stram with the Chiefs, Tom Landry with the Cowboys, Bill Cowher with the Steelers. So whether you want to have those conversations or not, it's a real thing. You know, things can get stale, and sometimes you got to shake it up. I think they're going to ask themselves those hard questions if it gets to that point.
Yeah, I mean, Ty, could it also be the front office? And this is the year where the shine came off of Brandon Bean, whether it was not getting a receiver or not getting the deadline and the whole Darius Slay little flap here. But, you know, on the other hand, we really don't know what's inside the mind of Terry Pegula. So your thoughts on, you know, the job the front office did and moving forward, what this could look like?
You know what's crazy? I don't know. Maybe I am taking crazy pills. I love what Brandon Bean has done. I mean, to me, I think you got to look at it big picture. What's been ailing the Buffalo Bills in January? It's the defense. I mean, four losses to the Chiefs, one to the Bengals. You count it up, that's 40 non-kneel-down drives. They've allowed 22 touchdowns, 9 field goals. They just aren't getting stopped. Only two turnovers. They just can't get the ball back to their superstar, future Hall of Fame quarterback. So if you're GM, Brandon Bean, after yet another one of those losses, what in the hell are you going to do? I mean, you got to go get defense. You got to at least try to get your defensive-minded head coach some more options here. Joey Bosa, Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi. You know, obviously you have two suspensions there. Not ideal. But when Hoyt came back, looked damn good, pops his Achilles, draft five defensive players in a row. Some of them have been hurt, but when they've been on the field, there's some promise there. It's not perfect, but I think philosophy-wise, I like what Bean did. And look, you have an MVP quarterback. You've got the rushing champ at running back. And it's not like Josh Palmer just became a bad receiver. I mean, he caught 70-plus balls in the season not too long ago. Maybe it's a Joe Brady conversation. I think some of the passing concepts leave a lot to be desired. You know, Elijah Moore was putting up numbers before he didn't do anything with the Buffalo Bills. So that could be a conversation. You could have a Sean McDermott one. But Bean has not been perfect. Like, I won't just kind of gloss over some obvious failures at times, but I think big picture-wise, he has done the most for Josh Allen. Get him an offensive line, try more stuff at defense, and you know that he has that Midas touch and he can work with what's around him.
Do you think there's anything to what I think some are perceiving as a slight that McDermott is mentioning Jacoby Myers and the idea that he was there for anybody to take at the trade deadline? Jacksonville got them, and the Bills could clearly use somebody like that in their wide receiver room. Is everything okay between head coach and GM? We've always believed they're a package deal.
Yeah, I don't think Sean McDermott's just throwing that out there for the hell of it. He knows what he's saying, and he's referenced it multiple times. I mean, Jamarcus Ingram probably wouldn't have even made the Bills roster once upon a time if Hairston would have stayed healthy or Dorian Strong doesn't land on IR. And the way he was talking about losing Jamarcus Ingram, I thought he was going to put on a gold jacket. He's a reserve defensive back through the Darius Slay mishap. You know, Darius Slay wanted to play for the Eagles. And now he's just sitting. Look at the Bills roster on their website. He's just sitting on the did not report list. So the joke's kind of on him. I guess, you know, he doesn't want to play football. That did backfire on the GM, but I don't think it was like as code red, awful as maybe the head coach made it out to be. Same with Jacoby Myers, solid receiver, not Jerry Rice. Where there's smoke, there's usually fire.
Ty, it seems like there's a difference of opinion between national media and us locally. And you sit in a unique position. You live in Western New York. You cover the Bills. You cover it nationally. You're a national reporter. So who's got this right here? Because every time I turn on ESPN or I'm listening to national radio, it seems like Sean McDermott is in trouble if the Bills lose this game.
I think that's the big word there is if, you know, it really does hinge on how they perform in this playoff game. What does it look like? That how do you look in that divisional playoff game? Anything short of a Super Bowl, I do think that some hard conversations would be had. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say it's an ultimatum for Sean McDermott. I don't think anybody really knows what Terry Pegula is thinking here. Probably lying if they say for sure, like, oh, if he doesn't win, he's fired. But I'm not going to say everybody's safe, everybody's back in 2026, no doubt about it. Like, there's a reason everybody in the NFL is judged by their playoff performance. When you've got a Josh Allen, when you've got the quarterback figured out, I mean, nothing in the regular season really matters a hell of a lot. Like, who cares that they lost to the Falcons and lost to the Dolphins and won some thrilling? It's been all about January. Like, I think we all said it when they lost to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. All right, they lost. It's heartbreaking. Hit the simulate to January button because nothing really matters until you get back to the playoffs. Like, the real season begins right now. They could win Sunday. They could win the next weekend. They could win the AFC Championship game. They could be in the Super Bowl. And then, yeah, they could look back at all the reports and laugh and say, oh, everybody was always safe. I don't know, though. I mean, I do think hard conversations will be had. If they lose this game, I don't know who would get fired. I don't know when they get fired. But I don't think it's no doubt about it. Everybody's safe.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you talk about the game on Sunday and Jacksonville playing the way that they're playing right now, playing with a lot of confidence on a heater, and certainly Liam Cohen has done a good job in his first year of reestablishing a culture there. But this is, personnel-wise, a very similar team to the team that the Bills beat just 15 months ago in prime time, 41-10. Is it really that much of a difference because of the head coach, because of the culture? What have you seen when you compare and contrast these two teams, and there's some strengths and weaknesses that are going to be butting heads come Sunday afternoon?
Isn't that a really great point? I mean, coaching matters. That the roster is different, but not that different than the team that was shellacked on prime time at Highmark Stadium. I mean, Trevor Lawrence looked broken with yet another coach and another coordinator and another staff, and then they get fired, and a new one comes in. And it's ugly early on. They figure it out, and here they are thinking about Super Bowl themselves. So, I think that they hired a hell of a staff. You know, Liam Cohen, where he comes from with the Rams under McVay and the Bucks the year with Baker Mayfield. Like, he gets offensive football, he gets quarterback play, but look at his staff offensively, defensively. I only hear amazing things about all of these guys. So he had a plan. Like, he knew what he was doing, and he was smart and not wanting to maybe work with Trent Baalke and like him and hawing a little bit before he took that job to make sure he got his own GM in there. So they were synced up. Head coach and GM got to be synced up, and they are. So it's going to be tough, man. This is a team without a lot of superstar appeal, but it's hard to find just this abject weakness on their roster. You know, gun to the head, I'd probably take the Bills. I just feel like Josh Allen in a wild card game takes over. Has a game kind of like you saw maybe against the Buccaneers where, you know, it's not perfect, but he's capable of just going full psycho mode for one game. I feel like he does exactly that against Jacksonville.
Yeah, Ty Dunn, go long, golongtd.com, the website. You're just leading me to my next question, because this wasn't the best season in comparison to last year for Josh Allen. I mean, heck, midseason where he's giving quotes about how his grandmother telling him to smile more. And look, yeah. You go, he's got a hurt foot. So, like, ultimately, can Josh lead this team? Because I'm looking at Josh, is he feeling the weight of this, kind of like how Bills fans and reporters are as well?
If he is, he's doing a good job hiding it. You know, he had his press conference yesterday. I was standing right there. He was asked about legacy kind of stuff, you know, no Lamar, no Burrow, no Mahomes. Do you feel pressure? And, you know, he did a good job. Hey, and he's right. It is a team game. And I feel like that narrative too, it's more about the Bills defense overcoming the C-plus to A-minus quarterbacks that they're going to face this year versus those A-plus quarterbacks. But I think he is kind of taking it all in stride and staying in the moment. Look, you're going to have 7 months to stew over that legacy stuff and the existential questions that quarterbacks cannot avoid. He's been in enough of these big playoff games where I don't think like in the moment, fourth quarter, he's thinking, man, if I screw up, yeah, what does this mean for how people view me nationally? Anything like that. If they lose, though, how could it not? At 29, 30, you're not getting younger. Like, you're not getting more athletic. If anything, your skills as a quarterback, anybody would gradually erode. I think the Super Bowl window is wide open with him right now, but at some point, you only get so many of these opportunities.
You mentioned Joe Brady and the inability of the pass game to really get, or the wide receivers to really get anything going in the pass game for the Bills. And, of course, with Mike McDaniel getting let go today in Miami, I've seen plenty of Bills fans in my feed saying, well, there's our offensive coordinator for next year. We got to make this happen. And I think to myself, well, this is a top five offense, the number one rushing offense in the NFL, and a head coach that we know wants to run the football and play physical. Has Brady exceeded expectations in terms of internally there with the staff? Do you think Brady is in any sort of trouble here, or is Brady somebody that will be viewed as a potential candidate for a coaching job somewhere else?
Yeah, it could be all the above. I mean, right? Like, it's all about messaging and narratives. And I mean, maybe you see a lot of times like a team wants to move on from a coordinator and they gently allow that coordinator to maybe take a lateral job somewhere else or get promoted somewhere else. It worked beautifully for a while. Like, they had to get more balance and run the ball. That Cincinnati playoff game was such a wake-up call for the organization. Like, if we play in Orchard Park, New York, and we can't even win in the snow. I mean, then the year before that, remember the crazy win game and Jonathan Taylor running all over this team? Like, they had to evolve. What they were doing wasn't getting them over the top. They did. Joe Brady was a big part of that, like, constructing this run game and this beefed up offensive line. Like, that matters. And when you're running the ball as much as they have this year, there's less possessions. Like, the game is shortened. So there's, you know, organically not going to be a lot of opportunities for your receivers down the field. But if we are going to nitpick, like, yeah, I think that they are leaving some stuff out there with these wideouts, because you've seen it. Like, you've seen Khalil Shakir at times last year against the Rams go down the field and make plays. And this year, I feel like if it's not a wide receiver screen, nothing even pops to mind. Kincaid was hurt. That didn't help. Joshua Palmer's been dealing with that ankle. That doesn't help. But yeah, by and large, they should be getting more production out of the talent in-house, in my opinion, because you look at a team like San Francisco, they're down to Kendrick freaking Bourne, Jawan Jennings, and DeMarcus Robinson, Mac Jones throwing the ball, and they're still lighting it up. I mean, if you can get the right innovative, cutting-edge offensive coach, you can take advantage of the weapons that Buffalo does have already.
Ty Dunn from Go Long, our guest here in the Sports Bar. Ty, if the Bills are going to get to the ultimate game here, I think the mental part of it is so big, because they're going to be tested. It might be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You're going to find yourself down in these games. You had a chance to sit down with Dawson Knox, and that's somebody who's overcome a lot here in his time in Buffalo. If you can tell us what yeah. we can go read here at Go Long.
Absolutely, yeah. He, his brother tragically died, and then he welcomes his daughter into the world. I can't imagine the highs, the lows of all of that. In addition to this being his seventh playoff push here, I mean, he's lived the defeats. He's overcome, like, even like just taking flack online from fans. He said early in his career, it was paralyzing. You know, he's kind of learned just to delete social media completely and just stay in the zone. I think he's in a good place. I think the entire team could take that perspective into this playoff push.
Ty, it's always great catching up with you, man. Enjoy the weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon, man.
Hey, thanks so much, fellas. Always love chatting.
You got it.
Thanks,
there's
Ty
Dunn. Check out his work, golongtd.com. Some great Bills coverage from Ty.
Yeah, and this is why, like, we invite people on, like Maggie and Ty, and did they say everybody safe here?
No.
They didn't.
They did not. I guess then the question becomes, do you have an owner that feels it the way the fans are feeling it? Do you have an owner that would view it as unacceptable as we would view it if they were to lose on Sunday? Or is the owner, history would show us that the owner is more than fine with just these results. We're doing well, you know.
Let's have a champagne toast.
Don't want to have to fire anybody if I can avoid it. If I don't have to fire anybody, that would be a good thing. Now, Kim, different. Kim was blowing people out left and right. Terry, he's a little bit slow on the trigger finger. But we don't. This is what we don't know, and we won't know.
Yeah, we'll never know like how this would have looked even up to this point. Like if Kim was still in that co-managerial position with her husband, I'm sticking to my guns, Danger.
You think you're safe?
Yeah,
I agree. I think that fans have every right to be as upset as they want to be if it doesn't go their way. You have every right to question it. You have every right to be frustrated, to look at it in for what it is and say, you know, we've got this amazing unicorn of a player that we are blessed to be able to watch every single weekend, and we're just not getting the most out of it.
But Dunn's right, and he had the same observations we did in regards to McDermott in some of his comments, like, how is that relationship between McDermott and Bean right now? When McDermott's going out of his way to talk about Jacoby Myers, when he's really pumping the tires instead of towing the company line on Jamarcus Ingram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
There's probably, you know, at minimum, it's some ribbing, right? Like, yeah, if we didn't have this guy, you know, that didn't report, we would be in bed. You know, if you'd have done your job, we would still have, you know, whatever it might be. There's probably something there. There's probably something there. To the extent we won't know, but yeah, he ain't happy. He ain't happy with the way that's worked out. It's happy hour. We got to get to your calls if you would like to join us. 585-866-4FAN is the phone number. Lots to unpack from Ty Dunn at GoAlongTD.com, who just joined us. Maggie and Perloff, who joined us earlier this afternoon, as we continue to look and preview the Bills and the Jags coming up here Sunday on the Fan Rochester. Pre-game coverage gets underway at 9 o'clock. More next on the Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 oh, yeah. FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.